The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Talk is Jericho, baby. Talk is Jericho. Talk is Jericho, mama. Talk is me.
All right, welcome to Talk is Jericho. It's the pod of thunder and rock and roll. And guess who's returning to Talk is Jericho for another round of ridiculous conversation? Talking about Team Tiger Awesome. Yeah. Gage, Mundy, and Truly return to talk about high school, their high school experiences, their high school years. It's High School Confidential, and the stories are just as embarrassing as you think they're going to be. We cover everything from bad high school haircuts and fashion to first kisses and crushes to hot teachers and bullying. It's another epic conversation, not unlike the kind you hear on Team Tiger Awesome's own podcast every Sunday on the Jericho Network. If you haven't hit subscribe yet, don't know what you're waiting for. Mundy's going to be mad. Mundy's a bully. As we're going to find out, it's guaranteed laughs. And I promise you'll walk away with more useless trivia than you know what to do with. Think you might get some here today, too. We did the Star Wars Symposium. We did Batman versus Superman. We did a summer movie preview a few months ago, I guess before the summer. And now it's High School Confidential with Team Tiger Awesome. It's going to be amazing. If you haven't downloaded their show, you got to do it. And I got to talk about something else you needed to download right away. I'm talking about the DDP Yoga Now app, okay? You guys know how much I believe in DDPY. I can't say it enough. It's the reason why I'm at the top of my game in the WWE. It's why I'm the 61-minute man. It's why the new Fozzy album is coming along amazing with some of the greatest singing of my career. It's all core-based. DDP Yoga is behind that. And they can do the same thing for you. Diamond Dallas Page, upcoming WWE Hall of Famer. Congrats to DDP for that. And also congrats to DDP for inventing this amazing, amazing physical fitness program. DDP Yoga can help you get better. And you, if you're feeling bad, DDP Yoga can help you get better. And if you want to check it out now, you need to, because you can get 3 free months of the DDPY app when you buy the DDPY program on DVD. And you can get the DDPY DVDs and all related DDP Yoga merch for 25% off right now at ddpyoga.com/Jericho. And I do DDP Yoga everywhere and anywhere. I'm in the hotel right now. I just did some great DDP Yoga after a long flight. I open up the app and get to work wherever I am. Backstage at a venue, in a hotel room, at my house. The app makes it that easy, and it's got a whole new set of workouts on it, so you never get bored. The app's also got tips for healthy eating and recipes to keep you on target. It's everything you need to live a healthier life. I think that's why so many of my friends are on the DDPY program now. Rich Ward, Corey Taylor, Kane, AJ Styles, Gary Holt, Mick Foley. There are so many to name because everyone wants to give it a try. All of you are out there giving it a try, and if you haven't given it a try, you get no excuse, man, because right now, once again, you get 25% off all DDPY DVDs, the DDP Yoga Now app, and all related merch at ddpyoga.com. And remember, if you buy a max pack, you get a second one for 50% off, and that's 50% off the 25% you're already getting. Okay, what a bargain for you. Just go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho. This is the biggest sale ever, ever, ever on the DDPY program. Take advantage of it now and get on the path to healthier living today. Just go to ddpyoga.com/Jericho. That's ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Change your life with the WWE Hall of Famer Diamond Dallas Page. Go do it now. Get in the best physical and mental shape of your life and make it happen. today.
What's up, sexy beasts? This is Clint from Team Tiger Awesome asking, are you all grown up now? Have you put aside the childish things from your high school days because you're now too embarrassed to admit that you were a real ass back then? Well, you're in luck because this episode of Talk is Jericho is brought to you in part by RevisionistHisStory.com. It's time to look into the mirror here, folks, because chances are pretty good that if you're a halfway decent, fully realized man or woman, you don't have a single story from high school that you can still tell. Were you a bully? A mean girl? A townie that was a dick to the new kid just because he wanted a dance? Well, RevisionistHisStory.com will provide you with all the subtle details you need to turn an embarrassing story of the shitty kid you were to a heroic tale of youthful chivalry. After all, just because you were a dick in high school doesn't mean you have to remember it that way. Pants a guy? Nah, you were just helping him show off his rad new underwear. Give that orchestra nerd a swirly? Next time you tell that story, you were just teaching that orchestra nerd to swim. Or maybe a girl asked you to the Sadie Hawkins dance and you initially said yes because she kind of caught you off guard, but then you really didn't want to go with her, so the next day you said never mind. Well, don't tell that story ever again, you son of a bitch. It's terrible. What Revisionist His Story thinks you meant to say was that you discovered she was an alcoholic and got her checked into a rehab facility where she got the help she really needed, so that's why you went to the dance with somebody else. Or maybe you started a website to help jerks feel better about their shameful high school days, to free them of any responsibility or guilt, potentially enabling them to become bullies again as adults. Well, that just sounds ridiculous. So go to revisionisthisstory.com/TeamTigerAwesomeShow to receive your first conscience-clearing embellishment for free. Of course, once you go to that URL and find it doesn't exist, maybe just take this whole fake ad as, well, kind of shady advice, and then go subscribe to the Team Tiger Awesome Show right here on the Jericho Network on Podcast One for more Team Tiger Awesome and more fake ad reads like this every Sunday.
All right, so back here at Mundy's Palace, Team Tiger Awesome returns to Talk is Jericho, but now you guys are returning with a whole new thing. You guys have your own podcast on Jericho Network that I've granted to you, like a king, like a king granting wishes.
We're not kissing
That's
your
right.
hand.
You just reminded, we haven't recorded in weeks. Oh, man, I completely forgot about that.
But it's funny because we just did record an episode which aired probably months ago or weeks ago, whatever it was, and it was weird for me
it
to be a guest on your show.
It was way back in 2016.
I think it was. This might be... No, it's not going to be 2017. This is still 2016. But it was interesting being a guest on your guys' show, the Team Tiger Awesome Show. Are you enjoying the whole podcast experience?
It's been great.
Yeah,
we're having a lot of fun.
In fact, I'm already a little weirded out that you just started this podcast.
I know.
It wasn't us having to do it.
Also, as a host, you're kind of a nice guy, but as a guest, you're just a total dick.
Yeah, how did he do as a guest? Like, as seasoned guests?
How you rate me as a guest? That could be a podcast subject for you guys.
Yeah.
Maybe 5 seconds or 5 minutes or so. How was I as a guest?
You're the best guest we've had.
Nice.
Yeah.
And
at the time, you were the best guest that you had. I don't know if we've had one since.
No, at the time,
technically we had AJ Styles on as a guest, so you're the second best.
Well, he never came in.
He never came in.
Yeah, he just called in and left a 15-second message that we poured out for everyone. AJ Styles on Team Tiger Awesome.
So yeah, congratulations. So you're tops.
Well, thank you.
Top of the
best. I'm the worst. I'm the middle. I'm all across the board.
You had like a lot of demands, which I didn't appreciate.
I asked, but here's the thing.
Was an interesting. Interesting writer.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, first of all, thank you for the coffee, Clint.
Yeah.
You've been bragging Monday. How much meat do you want for breakfast, and what kind of meat do you want for breakfast? So I'm at the hotel. I'm running a little bit late, and I'm like, "Are you making breakfast?" Or
I never said I was making it. I'll go buy it. I said I would still go.
Well, you offered meat.
You offered breakfast.
He offered meat for breakfast, which would be bacon and sausage.
I was gonna go pick up the meat.
Well, but why didn't you? You've been bragging about it the whole time.
Where's the beef?
Yeah.
Taco stand.
Clara Peller wants to know. That's obscure. I don't know who the hell Ryan Lochte is in Nice Guys, but I know Clara Peller was the Where's the Beef lady.
I don't know who the president is, but I know the woman from the Wendy's commercial.
It's no use.
From 25 years ago.
It's really no use for me to make a list of movies you should watch, right? You wouldn't do anything with it?
I pretty much watch what I want to watch, and that's about it. Okay. No
what
one can make
me. What if we do another spinoff podcast where we just have you over and we watch movies that we think you need to see.
Yeah.
Like, give me one.
Well, like The Nice Guys does not have Ryan Lochte in it.
It should. If it did, I'd watch it.
You should watch The Nice Guys if only to know that Ryan Lochte is not in it.
Okay, it's Ryan Gossage.
Yes.
Ryan Gosling. Ryan
Goose Gossage's kid, Ryan. is in The Nice Guys.
That would rule.
With Russell Crank.
Ryan Gosling is actually Goose Gossage's illegitimate son.
It would be great. With, and they only slightly changed his name. Just to...
yeah. Didn't that happen, though, with like a Tim McGraw or something like this?
Tim McGraw's dad was a pitcher.
Yeah. It was like Tug McGraw.
Tug McGraw. Yeah.
See? It happens.
I don't think.
See? You pitchers, see? Pitchers from the 70s have kids.
They have illegitimate kids. They didn't know. They didn't know it was his son.
I'm pretty sure he did.
Really?
I mean, they have the same last name.
Jericho's right.
Yes.
There's a weird Tim
is
McGraw.
This like
McGraw.
Is this like a Stevez Sheen sort of situation?
It was more like a Jon Snow bastard son sort of like the bastard Tim McGraw. I think his first album was actually called that, Tim McGraw Bastard. I'm a bastard.
Like a Nick Cage and a Coppola kind of thing?
Ooh, yeah, kind of like
that was a nephew situation.
Yeah, but he had the same last name, didn't he?
I just hope Tim McGraw can overcome that rough start to his life and actually find some success.
What did you say? Yeah, exactly, yeah. That Tim McGraw.
Hopefully he can make things work.
We're pulling for you, Tim. Don't call me.
No, but seriously, what's a movie that you should have seen that you haven't?
Gravity.
That's fine.
No, okay.
You've seen like Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, dude. I'm a movie nut. I have a huge collection of DVDs at my house.
Cannot hold the laughter.
That I don't watch
anymore.
Okay,
you have a huge collection of DVDs. Have you ever seen any of them?
Yes, I've watched them all.
Okay. Do you have a DVD player? You just have the DVDs.
Well, I mean, I had a DVD player back when it was relevant.
When it was a thing?
Now it's on demand.
Gotcha.
And they have this thing on demand where you watch movies on it. And I watch the same movies that I had on DVD that I had on VHS. Yeah.
That's the thing.
Wedding Singer.
If you love something, buy it on every format that comes out on.
Master of Puppets. I bought like five different formats. Right. I think I bought it on Laserdisc once.
You bought an album on Laserdisc?
Well, I think so. If they put it out, I had it.
Okay.
Cassette, 8-track, all that sort of stuff. but the thing is this. So I was going to watch a movie the other day, like a real Oscar, the Revenant.
The Revenant.
The Revenant. Big DiCaprio fan.
Sure.
Love DiCaprio. Great, great guy.
Yeah, I saw him in Growing Pains. I haven't seen him in anything else since.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Yeah. He was great.
That De Niro thing. This Boy's Life.
Jack Nicholson.
The
movie.
Beach. He was in Jack Nicholson, the movie. Yeah.
Jack right. Nicholson movie. Departed is what it was called, just so you guys know. So anyways, Titanic. He was great in Titanic. I saw him in that too. But I was going to watch The Revenant. And just as I was about to press play, I went and switched over and watched Kingdom of the Spiders with William Shatner from 1976 for the 8th time.
I've never seen that, but that sounds fantastic.
Utterly fine with me.
Yes.
Yeah, so that choice you made, totally fine.
So I would rather watch Kingdom of the Spiders than The Revenant and enjoy it much more.
Me too, honestly.
Yeah, The Revenant wasn't that great.
I saw the second half of The Revenant on a plane.
Okay.
And I was like, yeah, okay.
So do you
it's probably not the ideal situation to watch The Revenant in, because I think it's sort of like a gorgeous movie to look at. But
do you think DiCaprio won the Oscar just because he had lost for Wolf of Wall Street?
He was due, yeah.
Okay, because I saw that one too, Wolf of Wall Street as well, just so you guys know.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah, great
I don't know if it was Oscar worthy, but
I think he should have won the Oscar for that.
So long as you watch it knowing it's a comedy,
yeah,
it's good.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah. And knowing that Leonard DiCaprio is in it.
Leonard DiCaprio? Yes.
Nobody calls him that but his mom.
That was legit, by the way. A lot of times I play like the play the fool for you guys.
No, it wasn't. You have Alzheimer's.
Leonard, very, very possible. Hey, listen, if I end up like Malcolm Young with complete dementia and don't know any of you guys when I'm 60, I'm calling it right now. I'm not even being morbid. I could have dementia or Alzheimer's. I could. Right. If it happens, you heard it here first on Talk is Jericho.
Great. Okay? We got that out. I'm glad we were here for that.
Yeah, you guys are. I forget this thing sometimes, but is it because I got so much stuff in my head? Or am I just starting to forget?
Me just get some documents together for you to sign. And then
we'll Viking funeral and we'll record the podcast.
Yeah. We'll get Bo Archer to flaming arrow your bow.
Google Chris Jericho. What is it? Chris Jericho fortune or Chris Jericho money? What is it?
I do Chris Jericho feet, but that's my thing.
But if you Google Chris Jericho fortune or whatever it's called.
Net worth.
Net worth. Yeah, there you go. I was like living like in the ancient times. And my fortune, says that I'm worth $18 million. That's not even close to being right.
Much more than
that. No.
You carry your microphones in a pillowcase.
There you go. So they're nice. I'll sign those forms for that imaginary $18 million, and you can take it to networth.com and cash it in.
Networth.com, I think, is the website that keeps
it. You can do that. Yeah. And you just, all I got to do is sign it over, and they got to give you a certificate.
How do those websites figure it out?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Like, $18 million is way, 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 way ridiculous. If I had $18 million, I wouldn't be slumming with you I'll tell you that much.
They probably like don't ever take out living expenses or something like that, and they just keep adding to it. And they're like,
they just
that's got to be
money
the net worth
you've ever made, not
probably.
Any of the
I
money
think
you've
that,
ever spent.
That could be it. Yeah. If you go over like okay, so yeah,
or it might be one of those things like if you sell everything you own right now. Like sell the house, sell the car, sell the everything, sell the Walls of Jericho finishing move.
Guys, you don't
to that.
$350,000 tops.
Okay,
guys, you don't realize ChrisJerichoFeet.net is pretty pretty lucrative.
It's a well populated website.
It wouldn't. I had to shut down a Facebook imposter today. Some
really?
Dude, yeah, putting up inappropriate pictures, putting up links to illegal movie downloading sites, which none of us. I got my guy to call Facebook, and we shut that dude down. Done.
No, but so how do you handle fan tribute website like other ones like I Love Chris Jericho? Are those
well?
Are those...
If it's glorifying my name, I'm all for it.
Yeah, why wouldn't you be?
Yeah, if it's about you know,
if it's a website
mean
that
things,
worships at the altar of Jericho, like
well, then why wouldn't? Of course, I want more of
what
those.
What if it maybe just worships a part of your body? Like the lower part.
Well, you're talking about the feet. Do you have a foot fetish? Is that what you're getting at here?
I'm just trying to make money.
Because there's a very famous wrestler that has a foot fetish.
Is it you?
No, it's not. Oh. And I did not start my own foot fetish website. Tony Atlas, love feet.
Okay.
I don't know if I can say that. It might be edited, but whatever. I'm throwing it out there. It's well known.
Tony Schmatless.
Yeah.
Schmoni Tatless.
Oni Statless. Actually, apparently loved feet. So,
good for him.
And as a segue, when I was in high school, I did not love feet. Could be the worst segue of all time.
It's not great.
I've done worse.
Well, yeah, most of the stuff you do is worse than what I do.
Hey, send in your hashtag favorite fetish.
We're guests on this.
Okay. So what we're trying to do here, and as typical Team Tiger
don't
Awesome.
Don't pod your hashtags here.
The idea of the show today, after a hugely successful Who's Hot and Who's Not, which the four of us were like, is this even going to work? It was brilliant, as always.
I felt uncomfortable going into that one.
You did. Yeah. And you had no...
judgy. Mm-hmm.
You had
like
no problems explaining that and saying that.
Yeah.
And yet we go in there and walk out with a hit.
There you go.
A hit podcast talking about who's... But we made it good. You know, you had to have an animal, a robot, Airwolf.
No, that was... It truly, really saved it by bringing in Airwolf.
As always, truly is the unsung hero of Teen Tiger Awesome. I said that a couple weeks, months ago. I thought he was going to be a dud on the show.
You're serious about it.
No, I know, yeah.
And he's now become my favorite member.
Okay.
Tiger Awesome. He's the glue that holds it together, man.
I am the drummer Hanson.
You're the drummer of Hanson. Yeah. And he's he's like the Adrian Smith of Iron Maiden. If he leaves Team Tiger Awesome, you guys are going right to the clubs.
Oh, I like that.
If he comes back, you guys go right to the stadiums. So don't ever up his money. Right now.
Up his money?
No, re-sign him to the contract.
Don't look at me like I'm in charge of it.
You kind of are.
We're all...
You're like that old, weird, fat guy who put together the Backstreet Boys.
The one who ended up in jail?
Yeah. The one who swindled all
Lou Pearlman? Was it Lou Pearlman?
Yeah.
I'm going to play him in the WWE version of that movie.
You know that guy's name, but you don't know
WWE Films presents Backstreet Boys, the real story.
Old, creepy fat dude.
Old
pedophile.
Fat dude. Yeah, Nick will play me in the story of Team Tiger Awesome.
Right.
So, and with that, I'm clear. I'm here to take all the power. So we're going to talk some high school.
Oh, so now you're taking over?
Yeah.
You see, now we're in this weird...
He gets bored with a joke, and then he starts pushing the agenda.
Yeah, he didn't give us a chance to bomb him on that really bad joke. So that's a good comedian trait.
He's learning.
You told a stinker, and you just... powered right
unfortunately
through
he's learning. He's making it harder.
Yeah, exactly. That's like
making
you said
it harder on us.
The more options you have, the harder it is.
Exactly. That's right, we're talking about high school today.
Because the more control he's gonna want.
Exactly.
And that's when bands and teams.
So everyone went through high school.
See, once he goes,
do you want me to turn his mic off?
The thing. Can you pull a Linda McCartney, please? Just turn him right off.
Once he's
can you get a tambourine?
Once he's shifted gears into like FM morning DJ, like there's no stopping.
You got that right, Clip. Pew, 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 pew. High school.
So I thought it would be funny to discuss high school, which is a strange time for anybody.
Mute me?
No, I did turn you down.
Oh my God,
you were screaming.
Did you hear that?
You were legitimately screaming into the mic.
Did you hear he just threw in the first F word of the day, too? He was not happy about this.
He was
this.
Angry.
So high school, and it's going to be a little bit of a generation gap because you guys are about 10 years younger than me.
When did you graduate high school?
1988, class of 88.
Okay.
You?
Okay. 99.
2000.
Class of 2000, baby. Yeah.
All right, so we got an 80s kid, a 90s kid, and a 2000s kid. So we get good representation for every decade.
There we go.
Sure.
Even though, yeah,
they, no, that money.
99 and 2000 was certainly spanning two decades.
You fell under the radar, dude. So
I feel like the difference is which Eagle Eye Cherry album did you like?
There was only one that matters.
There's only one song.
And you talk about it every time.
No, there's other. Name
one other Eagle Eye Cherry song right now. Right now, do it.
You can't use an Eagle
Song.
No.
You can't use an Eagle song.
You made it up.
Feeling
good tonight. Yeah.
I'll see if you would start with Feeling the Night. I would have
Feeling
known.
The Night.
Feeling the Night. Yeah.
Okay. What was their hit?
Sure.
Save Tonight.
I can't
they don't
wait
have two songs with Tonight in it.
Yeah, that's right. God damn it. I lost.
Cannot wait to go listen to Feeling the Night to by Eagle Eye Cherry. Later on today.
Share your dreams.
Save Tonight. Okay, so when I first heard that song Save Tonight, I thought it was Aerosmith. I thought it was one of those wimpy Aerosmith radio tunes that they were pumping out in the 90s for soundtracks.
Oh, you remember Pink?
Yeah.
Pink is my
I thought you meant Pink the singer. I'm like, do I remember?
No. Yeah.
Pink is my father, you lover.
The one that's just like a rhyming dictionary barfed onto a bad song.
Yeah, and Steven Tyler with older
still,
than Jane Fonda.
I still got my eye on Steven Tyler.
He's your beef buddy.
Yeah.
Let's explain really to the fine people that talk, Sexy Beefs, Talk as Jericho listeners, the beef buddy concept that everybody at this table has a beef with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yours is?
Right, mine is Steven Tyler.
Mendy?
Conan.
Why?
He's whack.
Okay. Truly?
I think it's Ryan Lochte if he hasn't flashed in the pan.
And this is not Ryan Lochte from...
not from Nice Guys.
No, not the Nice Guys.
This is the swimmer.
Ryan Goose Gossage.
Right. Okay. We've also had AJ Styles as a beef buddy. We've gone through a couple...
He apologized when he appeared on Team Tiger Ross. If you haven't heard it, go back. AJ Styles, great appearance.
Jericho was a beef buddy at one point.
That was within one episode.
Right. And you're my beef buddy.
Pretty quick.
And also Gerard Gadd. And
Gerard Gadd.
Josh Gadd.
Are you talking about Gerard Butler or Josh Gadd?
Maybe a combination.
Or Gerard Butler.
Isn't he a football player?
I hope
Jerash
so.
Gerard Butler. If I get to create hero,
he's a guard.
Gerard Butler. Actually, it sounds like a basketball player. Yeah. Like a really good basketball player. Jerash Gutler is the new
Jerash
Kobe.
The giraffe Cutler.
Jumping Jerash Gutler. That could have been good for the wrestling gimmick show. Exactly. So so high school, Westwood Collegiate, right here, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Clint?
Klein High School.
Klein?
North side of Houston. Yeah.
Was it like a Jewish school or?
No. Okay. Nick and I both went to Klein High School. We
just Klein High School?
Klein High School, yeah.
It's named after Chris Klein.
Or Richard Klein.
The part of Houston where we grew up was like everything is all German. It was a
German school.
Yeah. So like I went to Mittelstadt Elementary School and Klebb Intermediate School, and then there was like other schools around were like Schindewolf and
wow.
Yeah. So it was like super German sounding.
Wolfenstein.
Names. Exactly. Wolfenstein Panthers were actually our biggest
were the biggest rivals.
Biggest rivals.
What was your school team called?
We were the Bearcats.
The Klein Bearcats.
Bearcats with a K.
Oh, I don't care. Fit in.
No, it was.
I don't like Klein High School. It should say like Dave Klein High School,
dude.
Or they need a name change.
Okay,
they need to switch the name.
Okay,
suck it, Klein.
I'll write him a letter, man. I don't know.
We're getting on this thing. So, and you also went to Klein?
Yeah.
And you were a year older than
Clint.
Engaged?
Yeah, we lived down the block from each other.
Did you ever see him around?
Yeah, he was scared of me.
Yeah, we lived on the same street.
Because you were a bully in high school. We've talked about this.
I was
unintentionally.
I was like a bully, but... Well, like, okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Literally just...
Okay, you tell me if I'm a bully.
I was a bully. Pause.
But...
You tell me if I'm a bully.
Okay.
Say you're at a party.
Yeah.
And it's a Halloween party.
Okay.
And your friends' bands are playing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're dressed up as Ric Flair.
Mm-hmm.
And you took 2 days to build your Ric Flair costume. And you bleached your hair. And some rough and tumble goth kids show up to this party.
Wow.
And they're causing trouble.
But that's the first time that phrase has ever been used, by the way.
Rough and tumble goth kids.
Yeah. Okay, some wiener goth
Flair
kids
and the
show
Smiths.
Up. Yeah. And they're like pushing people around. And they push a girl. And you're drunk. And you're 16. And you're dressed up as Ric Flair. And in character, if you beat them up... As Ric Flair.
Wow. Did you beat them up?
Yeah.
That doesn't make you a bully. That makes you a freaking hero.
Can I chime in real quick?
He's loud. You got to ride. Truly's ride the mixer on Monday.
Yeah.
He wasn't like that on his show. Just on mine.
Yeah.
Maybe the pressure's off.
Real quick, if I can just. This is the first time in the history of the telling of this story that one, they were rough and tumble kids, and two, they pushed somebody.
They pushed a girl.
This is the very first time.
No, I just
and look, I've
Clint,
known you
they
forever.
Pushed a girl.
I've heard this story too many times now, and this is the first time you've ever mentioned that they pushed a girl.
They were dicks. They were dicks.
But being a dick and pushing somebody is two very different.
I believe they.
And I think, and also, like, knowing you from high school, the fact that they showed up that night is probably enough for you to be like, you guys are being a dick.
No, they were big dicks.
Was it Halloween? Were they actual goth kids, or were they just
dressed up as goth kids?
No, because they'd always dress like that.
See, but here's the thing. You were a rock guy. You love Kiss, Eagle Eye Cherry.
How did you guys even end up at the same party?
The goth kids, you probably didn't like them just because they were goth
kids. They crashed the party. No, I didn't like goth kids. True, but they were being dicks at the party.
And did they push a girl?
Yeah.
What was her name? Sheila? He uses Sheila quite a bit.
Kelsey. Rhonda.
That's a real name.
Kelsey?
Kelsey is a real name. You're right about that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Again, first time that Clint or I have ever heard that they've ever shoved anybody.
Wow. I did the Ric Flair. I was doing the woos. I was doing the struts. I put a kid in the figure four. And then I
threw one of the goth kids?
Yeah.
You beat up the kid and then put him in the figure four and he let you?
Yeah, he fought the kids as Ric Flair. That part of the story.
But putting a figure four into a person.
I did clothesline.
A real human being that's
not
agreeing to it.
That's
not
going to let you do it.
I was a lot bigger and I.
What? Did you not? Was he knocked out? How badly did you beat these kids up? These poor kids.
They were.
These poor Smiths fans come to a Halloween party, dresses as themselves because they don't even want to wear costumes, and some big giant Ric Flair beats them up and puts them in figure fours?
Yeah.
Now you're getting more on the bully side of things now.
Just lean in that direction.
And then I threw him out over the fence.
That's bully.
No, that's being a hero. Well, I was a hero.
Did you throw them into the park, or was this at your house?
No, this was someone else's house.
What was the reaction of the other people at the party?
I was called the Nature Boy for the next 6 months.
In fear? You know what to call him? Nature boy's here. Or,
anytime anybody walked up to him, he's like, Nature Boy.
What?
I'm sorry.
You want a figure four?
You're literally standing on me. Could you please just move?
Right.
I was a hero.
Okay. You're a hero to that. Okay.
Yeah.
Did they say things like, you sure did handle those rough and tumble goth kids?
Yeah, wow.
Yep.
Kelsey really appreciates you getting vengeance for her being shoved.
Yep.
Those Morrissey fans sure are angry.
No, these were like ICP goth kids.
Well, that's not goth.
That's not goth.
You're talking about juggalos.
See, now you're taking if a bunch of juggalos showed up and you beat them up, I've got less sympathy for the juggalos because they're juggalos.
Yeah.
If they're goth kids, they're misunderstood. Kids are like metal kids.
Look, they weren't like goth. They weren't like, they were assholes. They were like asshole.
They came looking for trouble, and they found it.
To be fair to Juggalos, they got their thing, and it's working for them.
I have had ICP on this show. Mm-hmm. Great. Yeah. Guys, I love the guys. I'm talking about some of the Juggalo fans.
I got no beef with anybody that wants to be
They were coming to cause some rough and tumblings.
And you gave it to them.
And then I...
You showed them...
Rough and showed them to be the man.
Rough and tumblings
is
an appetizer at Chili's.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
All right, truly, what was your high school called?
It was called Steamboat Springs High School.
See, that's a good name for high school.
Yeah, yeah.
Much better than this.
Just named
bullshit.
After the town.
It's the only high school in the town.
Are you from Colorado?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought you were a Texas boy.
I grew up in Texas, and then I moved to Colorado when I was like 12-ish.
Steamboat Springs.
Yeah.
Featuring the name of one of my all-time favorite wrestlers.
Steamboat.
Johnny Spring. What are you talking about?
Johnny Springs.
What do you think I was talking about?
Johnny Steamboat.
Ricky the Dragon Springs.
Oh, I was thinking Tugboat.
Ricky the Dragon Springs Steamboat.
I was thinking a Tugboat.
What was the name? Jirosh
Guttler.
Jumping Jirosh Guttler and Ricky the Dragon Spring are coming to your town.
I thought you were talking Tugboat.
Okay, but you don't remember high school, disaster. Truly.
No, I don't remember
there,
a lot.
Completely blank-faced, no idea.
Yeah, it's... Like, I have one of those memories that, like, people tell me things. I'm like, that seems like...
Traumatization going on?
It's just super busy
Drunk?
All the time.
No. High? Just super busy
all the
time.
You were just taking it seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're trying.
Yeah. Oh. I was thinking about it the same way, too. And, like, I feel like I remember elementary school better than I remember high school for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Is there a bully in your school that wasn't Mundy?
Well, I mean, I guess the jury's still out on whether or not Mundy was actually a bully.
Did you ever get a bully? It didn't even be in school at any time.
And, like, the other thing about our high school is there were, like, 4,000 students in there at any given time. And, like, I blended
mm-hmm.
like so remarkably. Like I might as well have been like a lot of people knew me and like everybody knew my name or whatever, but nothing. Like right. I didn't move the needle one way or the other. Okay, so like just... I never merited bullying, and I wasn't in a position to bully, and like I wasn't I was just like floated through high school and nobody noticed.
Okay. I got bullied in junior high school by Chuck Fontaine.
That guy.
What a name though, right?
That's a great that's name a for great a bully though.
We're like
bully.
Chuck Fontaine.
I'm telling you, if the Fontaines name their kid Chuck, like you've written it
right.
for him.
You have to be yeah. a bully. If you're yeah. Buck or Chuck or Brick.
Brick Fontaine, yeah, also. That,
those were his brothers, by the way. Buck and Brick. And Chuck.
Are you kidding me?
What was his parents, Billy? Yeah.
Brick, the forklift Fontaine?
Pony
you
boy,
went to high school
pop.
With the forklift?
So what this guy used to do is a couple things happened to me. One, he used to sit behind me and like stab me with a pen. All right, like stab me in the back with a pen. And then he would push his desk way up into my seat area. So his desk was right up against my back. And no teacher would ever help me.
Yeah.
That's the type of that I had to deal with. And then this is the worst part. I went to Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Spock dies.
Yeah.
I start crying.
Right.
He sees me. I look, he's sitting three rows behind me. The worst guy. And then for the rest of my junior high school career, you cried when Spock died.
Oh, it rhymes too. That's the worst.
Yeah, you cried when Spock died.
You did.
You cried when Spock died. You cried when Spock died.
Yeah, look how gleeful. Right there. Did you ever see, I get the hint that see if Clint was kind of just blending in and truly doesn't remember, he could have been the Fonz or he could have been, you know.
Oh, I was not the Fonz. Okay. I do remember enough to know that.
I would have remembered that.
I feel that you had a little popularity going on Monday.
Yeah, I was a pretty popular kid. Like, I didn't...
Braggart.
Well,
bragging.
You were the guy... Everybody knew who Nick Mundy was.
Why?
And you knew who, like, seven people were.
Yeah.
Why did everyone know you, though?
I'd be the dumb kid who was, like, jumping off shit and, like, class clowning. And
You're the big, burly class clown?
Yeah, I made a teacher cry.
Which teacher?
A rough and tumble teacher cry.
She was a goth teacher.
No, she was a jerk.
What was her name?
Miss Peschel.
Miss Peschel.
Miss Peschel.
Health teacher.
She was the worst.
Miss Peschel ain't so special, apparently.
Yeah. Special Peschel is what they called her.
She got really mad at me because, like, I kept getting, like, hundreds on tests, but I wouldn't do any homework, so I got, like, a 70.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, that was, like, a third of the grade.
So you weren't applying yourself.
No. But one time during class, I wore glasses at the time, and I drew eyeballs on paper, and I taped them to my glasses, and I was just passed out for 45 minutes. She got really mad at me. I was like, I was trying to goddamn sleep, Miss Peschel. Like, I wasn't bothering you. And then
she was real awful.
One point she told us, like, she was really judgmental. And she was like, if you have sex before marriage, you're going to hell.
Wow, one of those people.
Yeah, and she was, but, like, really, like, if a girl said, like, a question about sex, she would, like, really be mean to her. So I was like, at one point she told us she had, like, a crush on the guy named Jag.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Jag.
Jag Fontaine.
Somehow, like.
wait, you're talking about the actor from Jag?
From the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And then one time she was like, hey, now there's oral sex, vaginal sex, and anal sex. But it was like, and then I was like, yeah, but you're saving that for the guy from Jag, right? And then I just talked about anal babies for 45 minutes, but asking like if you could have anal babies. And then I went to a principal again, and I kept going to the principal's office.
But how did she cry? Off the Jag comment?
The Jag thing.
She was terrible, though, because I had her for health, too, and I fell asleep, like, constantly in the class also. And she would wake me up by, like, asking really vague questions. Mm-hmm. So she would wake me up by saying things like, so do you agree with that, Clint? And I'd be like, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, sure.
And what exactly do you
And then
agree?
She was like, oh, okay. So you think women can be asking to be raped by how they dress? I was like,
that is not cool.
No, but she was like the type of person who was like, the way you dress will in like corporate, like will ask for it.
But in her defense, you were sleeping in class.
Yeah, no, I was sleeping in class.
So like, you're in the wrong.
Like I was a senior. It was the last semester of senior year. Like all the grades were locked. I was in.
Yeah, I was into
college. I had my GPA. Yeah. All I had to do was not flunk out of everything. And
right.
So, yeah. It was first period. So I got there late almost every day and fell asleep immediately. And it was like, there was no way I wasn't going to sleep through that class.
That's just the way it was.
That's just how it was. And she'd been teaching the same subject to the same asshole high school kids for like 60 years at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing that we kept doing in class
just
was
miserable.
Incorporate plots of From 90210 into our lives. So like we
see
told
now her, that's legitimately funny.
Yeah, yeah, like we told her about like how like the parade float was set on fire by Emily Valentine, and how why aren't you paying attention to what's happening at the school? And then one time I was sleeping in class, and she was
you don't
like,
even know
Nick,
that we don't have
why
parades.
Are you sleeping again? It was like, well, Miss Peschel, if you want to know, my friend Nat, who owns the Peach Pit where me and Dylan and Steve work at, and he had a heart attack. So I've been trying to fill in at the pit so it doesn't close down, so Nat has something to come back to. And I'm standing up at this point. And then a girl
Mr.
was like,
Mundy goes to Washington. So.
A girl was like, oh, poor Nat. Like, they were starting to, like, help.
She's like Ferris Bueller.
Yeah.
Save Ferris Bueller.
And she was like, well, I that doesn't mean you should sleep in class. I was like, well, you know what? Nat might sleep forever. If he doesn't recover from his heart attack.
I'm taking a nap. He's taking a dirt nap.
Yeah.
Dirt nap.
Well, and she was like, well, you have to get upset. I was like, well, I am upset because I'm working my ass off, Miss Peschel. But Dylan is thinking about buying into the Peach Pit. And he can just use his dad's money and just do whatever he wants. And I don't know if like,
I like the time when you led the Donna Martin graduates chant.
Oh, I did. No, I did. Do that.
Did you really?
Yeah. No, I did that.
Okay. So are you guys 90210 fans?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Yeah, I can tell. You give me the you're giving us the courtesy laughs here.
Yep.
There's a big episode where Donna Martin, because she's stupid, fails high school, and then Luke Perry goes, we're going to lead a chant, and they lead, Donna Martin graduates, Donna, and there's like all those kids from Bayview High are sitting there screaming, Donna Martin graduates. Did you do that?
Yeah,
did they let her graduate?
I think so.
Just because everybody was chanting?
Well, no, because she was Aaron Spelling's
daughter.
That's
not doing anybody any favors.
Well, that's what happens when you're a privileged
kid.
But
the best part was, because I kept yelling at her about Nat, she sent me to the principal's office, and this was like the 10th time I went to the principal's office. So I told my parents, I was like, what the hell are you doing? And I was like, oh, I just did this gag. And they were like, that's kind of funny. So the principal just called my parents and was like, no, Nick works at the Peach Pit. Like,
where's the Peach Pit? Across town.
I tell you what, like, if you'd asked me while I was, if that was one of the questions that she woke me up with in health class, like, oh, really? So 16 years from now, you're going to be doing a podcast with professional wrestling's Chris Jericho talking about me? He's like, sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
My worst teacher was Mr. Fralick. He was a history teacher, and he was just he had a mustache and very boring and just not nice in the least. And I remember one day I showed up for class, and there was a test that I forgot about. So I went and hid in the bathroom for an hour. And then I came up just as the bell rang and told him I had a really bad stomach ache and I'd been sitting on the toilet for an hour. And he failed me. He didn't buy it.
Wow.
He didn't buy my fake poop story.
And that's the weird thing that I'm discovering right now is like I think I'm old enough now to where I'm like, he should have. You were lying to him about not being ready for a test. What do you expect?
Of course he should have. But at the time,
It's like,
convince yourself.
Bastard.
And I was literally sitting on the toilet with my pants on. Right. But like, I was methoding. I was going for it. I'm sitting in the bathroom for 45 minutes to hour, however long the period was, and pretending to poop.
And this wasn't even like you could play games on your cell phone back then.
Nothing. You're just sitting there looking at the wall. You get that smell of the bathroom in there. You know, kind of the stale urine.
See, I still think you're in the right. I think I'm in the right. I think I should have beat up those goth kids.
Goth kids.
You forgot. What was the most embarrassing thing that happened to you in high school?
Wow. See, it's hard to say because high school is pretty embarrassing just like from what you're wearing, what you look like. I think probably for me the most embarrassing thing was my hair. Because I was trying to grow it out, but I had a real, they used to call me steel wool, because the back of my hair, I was a mullet, but the back, as I tried to straighten it, because it was curly, and I killed it. Yeah. So I would try and straighten it and spray hairspray on it and then hit a straightener. So I'm.
It was just like crispy,
burning
like ramen noodles before you put them in water.
Burning the freaking hair in the straightener, doused in the hairspray. So steel wool was my nickname. And if you see any picture of that time, it's terrible.
It's an appropriate nickname.
It's like literally a mullet and then this big ball of like just shit in the back. Terrible, terrible stuff.
Grow it back.
Well, I had a great mullet in about 90 or so when I stopped spraying it with hairspray, and that's, and if I was in a dry climate, hair looked great.
Okay.
Humid climate looked like Shirley Temple. Right. Sammy Hagar. Okay. What kind of hairstyles did you guys have when you were in high school? Clint?
I did the only interesting thing I did to my hair was I did the frosted tips thing, because frosted tips was a big deal back in like 96, 97, I guess. So
you have the short.
Middle high school. Like, and did you? Yeah, the thing where they had like a shower cap with like holes in it.
Yeah.
And you could like pull part of your, well, just little bits of your hair. Yeah. So
yeah,
like me, and, that was the thing. It's like me and my buddies all did it. Like we all like helped each other frost our tips. It was real bad.
That sounds.
You get together with wrong. The guys.
Yeah.
To
no,
frost
the
tips.
Look you're giving me right now is absolutely correct. But it was, yeah.
I had a couple. One was in 10th grade, I remember. Having my hair like kind of like part in the middle, come down to the sides.
The bowl cut?
Yeah, but it was shaved underneath.
Right.
So it was just like.
Which is a thing again.
Yeah, which is like a thing.
Yeah.
Miz used to have that hair. He did. Yeah, he did.
Oh, gross. Yeah. I don't want Miz hair.
Yeah, you had Miz hair.
And then I slim shaded it at one point.
Which means?
Just bleached it.
Okay.
And then after that, I just grew it out. And then that ended up. And that went into college. But me with long hair.
You look terrible with
long hair. Looked like Gene Simmons without makeup.
Yeah. It was
the mod phase of
Kiss? Where it was just like wide. Yeah, it's like the elder Gene Simmons.
Right. He's got the little headband on and everything.
Yeah, because I wore headbands too.
Wow. That's a flag on the play for headbands, I think.
Get out of here.
When I was in high school, it was the 80s, so a lot of dudes wore like the bandana around their neck.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of cool. I've seen some people wear those now. It's kind of a cool looking thing.
Coming back, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Coming back a little bit. Looks
truly,
good.
Did you have any stupid hair?
My hair is like just like this. This is
a little bit grayer now.
Naturally. It's much grayer. I did have highlights, but I had somebody put those in instead of asking a bunch of dudes to come over and frost my
tips. I think that's worse.
My senior photo looks like a beautiful sparkling model child that doesn't know that death is looming around the corner.
My barber was this chick called Janice. I had a crush on her. She was hot, long red 80s hair, like sprayed out and poofed out. I remember like, man, if I asked her on a date, I bet she would have gone out with me. I was only 17. She's probably 25, 26, but she was really hot. Always gave me the vibe.
He's only 17.
Little winger going on there.
17.
That's the other thing that's happened since being in school, and this is more about like elementary school, middle school.
The acceptance
school,
success story, right?
No.
What?
Gonna cruise right past that. But like thinking about teachers that you used to think were like hot or whatever back in the day, and then like once you get out of college, a couple years out of college, and the friends that you graduated college with are now teachers as well, and then you're like, oh no, you're just like a 21-year-old, like barely not an idiot. And you're teaching all these kids. And then I'm thinking like, oh man, was my teacher from like third grade like actually a hot 22-year-old? Like I have no idea.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We had Mrs. Barron for typing class. I remember she had really big boobs. And it was like hot for teachers. Like, oh yeah, Mrs. Barron. I'm like, got it bad, Barron. And it's like, I'm thinking now, was she really that hot or did she just have big boobs and you got so much, you know, hormones going through you. You're just watching her boobs as you're typing.
Yeah.
On a typewriter.
And it's just, you end up just typing boobs over and over again.
Well, if she was teaching, there's no way to hide that.
Like a serial killer. Yeah. Boobs. Ching.
Well, hey, guys, we got this teacher named Miss Barron. She's not a very good teacher. Put her in typing.
Yeah. Big boobs, put her in typing.
Fresh out of college. She probably was the
How do you teach typing, anyways?
What
do you do? You find the letters, you hit them. Yeah.
Well,
you
that's
kind of
like
make people do stuff over and over.
Yeah. But I mean,
like
is
repetition.
That really
quick,
necessary
quick
for a whole semester?
Quick brown fox jumps over the lazy brown dog.
Well, that sounds like a tongue twister. It should be tongue twisting.
It uses every letter. That's why they use it. The quick brown fox jumps over the lazy brown dog. Right?
There's no.
It's just the lazy dog.
There's no Z in there. Oh,
there's lazy
fox.
Fox.
Every letter's in there.
Every letter. That's why they. That's why they. That's why it's a practice sentence.
How about the Roy G. Biv? Have you heard that one?
Yeah, it's the rainbow. That's not in any way related to what we're talking about.
It's another one of those kind of things. Roy, red,
Roy
orange, yellow, green,
father of
blue.
Ryan Gossage.
Ryan Goose Gossage.
Ryan
no,
Goose Gossage.
The father of Ryan Goose Gossage is
stepdad.
Goose Gossage. Right. Roy G. Biv.
Oh, we never finished embarrassing. Oh,
okay. I mean, you must have a good one.
Do you have a good one?
The way you're looking at me right now,
yeah, I feel like you have
you
one.
You want us to go through ours just so you can get to yours.
Clint, go.
I had pretty for real nosebleeds.
Oh, dude, I used to get nosebleeds all the time.
I had bad allergies when I was younger. I kind of grew out of. You ever take one of those allergy tests where they poke holes in your back? With I lit up like a Christmas tree.
And like, you have to get like 60
I had an inhaler that I had to use like a couple times a day.
Nerdery. Yeah.
Quick question.
Same thing.
Did you have to get your nose cauterized?
No. But you did?
Then I had worse nosebleeds than you do.
Oh, wow. Yeah, okay, here's the best thing I'm starting to see right here. This is like a Cheap Trick album. And Mundy and I are, we're Robin Zander and Tom Peterson. You're Bunny Carlos and Rick Nielsen. The cool guys, the nerds.
Okay, because I'm glad you did that because I didn't know what you meant before.
I had to throw that in there because that's my thing. These guys always say I don't know anything about anything. I know lots about music. We're the cool guys. You guys are the
nerds.
We're
Peter, Chris, and Paul Stanley. You guys are Ace Frehley.
Oh, that's a whole nother. That's not even Peter, Chris,
I'll
and Paul
Ace
Stanley.
Frehley. That's fine.
The cool guys.
There's no way that Peter, Chris.
Okay,
Peter,
the fact
Chris?
That you think Peter, Chris is one of the cool guys says a lot about you.
Yeah, you might be the on drummer. The nerd side. Yeah. Jeez, Louis. Oh yeah, the drummer. Okay, so you had to cauterize. Okay, we're getting. Our
well,
nosebleeds
you go nosebleeds. Because I have another one.
Well, no. Go with that because I've got something else too. I was just excited. I was did you get your nose cauterized? No.
Truly, and I was fine.
Is it sticking a burning poker up your nostril?
No, it's like a chemical burning thing. This is super interesting to your listeners, I'm sure. I had to get it done twice. My nose has bled at like all of my major life events.
Wow.
Just because it's like, excited. Here comes my blood.
Is it a nervous thing?
I don't know if it's like related to blood pressure or what it is, but like
cauterizing your nose.
At like when I got my Eagle Scout when they awarded that to me, I was literally like standing up there. Yeah, no, I mean, let's lean into the nerd thing.
I love how Bundy and I are having the exact same reaction for everything.
We
want to
push
saying.
Him and look at his dick.
I want them to be goth guys so we can
like,
beat them up.
Your posture has gotten so much better.
Dude, look at him. He's bowing up now.
You're making fists.
He's gotten healthier in the last 20 minutes.
Hey, he's the unhealthy one.
Yeah. With his giant hands and his nosebleeds.
But I was standing
DDP,
up there.
Please send help.
And before they could like hand it to me, like my nose just started bleeding. And I was like, guys, we're going to have to hold this for a second. So I like walked to the back and
before
got like
your
tissue.
Eagle Scout reward.
During.
Oh my gosh.
Are the pictures of you standing there with your Eagle Scout award, do you have like a wadded up Kleenex hanging
yeah.
on your nose?
Yeah, yeah. I
like
did
a
whole first act of a play with Kleenex in my nose once.
Nice.
It's a choice that he made.
Did you do all your stupid badges? Were they covered in blood?
No.
You're stupid.
What badges did you get? Give me some good ones.
Man, I can't remember, but like...
Eagle Scout, you got all of them, probably.
Yeah, you had to get like 30 badges or something.
Like,
so it's like
some of them? Like fire building.
No, they were actually
bloodletting.
Like more
you
life skills. Like there was sort of like a financial money one.
What?
But there were also ones that's like you got badges for like camping in under zero.
Financial badges.
Oh, they've got
Scouts.
Those too. Filmmaking. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Things have changed since I was
generally going to become an Eagle Scout.
There's the acting like a grown up badge, which is a pretty important one.
There's the fast food eating badge, which is a good one.
Yeah, the keep your hand swelling in check badge,
which
you've since given back.
So who'd you bleed on?
Man, who did I bleed on?
Did you also bleed on a girl while making out with her?
I did, yeah. That wasn't until college though, so
you
I don't know that we can talk about
spirits,
that.
Spirits, man.
Yeah, it was real bad.
Which girl did you bleed on when you were making out with her?
Jessica Heckbert.
Jessica Heckbert.
Yeah, yeah.
We're sorry, Jessica. We apologize for truly bleeding all over you.
I was named Jessica too.
Wow.
Freshman year of college.
Was that on Martin Luther King Day because your parents were at work and you like had the house to yourself?
No.
Because that's when I got all my stuff done.
Yeah.
All your bleeding?
All my...
Okay, so you guys both said you had another one besides the
mine was... I've got... one of my teeth is an implant, right? Because it's this one right here.
Oh, I can see it.
And where it was supposed to grow in, it actually grew in sideways by my nasal cavity. And, like, my dentist just never... I always had... The baby tooth was just there forever. And my dentist was finally like, hey, I wonder where that tooth is. And so they finally took an x-ray. This is the end of my junior year of high school. They finally found it, and it's floating sideways by my nasal cavity.
What?
Yeah, it's just in the roof of my mouth. And
like,
so
that's like big guy, tiny guy.
Yeah, exactly. And so I spent my entire senior year. Their plan was they were going to go in and attach a chain to the tooth.
What?
And then attach that chain to braces, and then crank on the braces to pull the tooth down into place because they want to save the original tooth, right?
You gotta be kidding.
Yeah, it sounds real dumb.
It's just like medieval torture.
Yeah, yeah. And so I spent my
chain to a truck.
I spent my entire senior year with braces because I'd never needed braces at all. I've never had any problems with them. I've never had a cavity. And I spent my entire senior year with braces and a big gap right here. So like every picture of me from senior year, I'm smiling with my mouth closed. Like I have the douchiest, like shit-eating grin smile. And this is for like prom photos, for senior class photos, for all of it. Like it was
terrible. Did it ever come out?
No. It never moved an inch.
So like, I had
like four or five surgeries to like... They like went in there and like moved it slightly. They like picked it up, moved it a little bit, and then put it back in. It was the dumbest thing of all time.
So how did it come out finally?
They finally just pulled it out and gave me an implant.
Why didn't they do that from the start?
And in fact, the picture on my college ID, the summer before college started when I went to orientation and all that, the picture on my college ID is like a week before I got the braces off. So like that's the last picture of me. So literally it was from the end of my junior year in high school all the way through like summer before college. So just my senior year, I had braces and like frequent oral surgeries and a big gap in my tooth. It was stupid.
Such a nerd.
Yeah, it was terrible.
I'll say this. I had to go to the doctor to get a Smartie pulled, an M&M pulled out of my nose once.
Well, that's...
I stuck they're called Smarties in Canada. I stuck a Smartie.
What are they called, Smarties?
That's just the name of the candy.
I think Smarties is a different candy.
Well, it's the same concept as an M&M.
No, it's not. You're wrong.
It's a candy-coated piece of chocolate.
No, Smarties
in America,
are the little
Smarties
like,
are like chalky, dusty,
little chalky
fruity
sugar candies.
I know that. I'm talking about Canada, where Smarties are like M&M's.
But what do they call Smarties in Canada? What we call Smarties, what are those called? Like, do they call those M&M's? Because that's weird.
No, they're called like Lucky...
Sugar Discs?
Lucky Sugar Discs. Yeah. I'm happy with
cavities
that answer.
Cavities on a stick. I had to go to the doctor to have him pull a Smartie out of my nose. So there you go. I shoved a Smartie so far up there just to see what would happen.
That still feels like idiot cool guy stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
exactly.
I don't think that's any relation to...
I smoked a napkin.
All right.
Okay, so...
what else we got?
Please.
I got two embarrassing stories. The smoking napkin is just a thing.
That's not
how do you smoke a napkin?
You roll it up and then you light it on a fire and then you try to inhale it.
Was it a paper napkin or a cloth napkin?
Paper napkin.
Because I smoked a piece of paper once
just
to see what happened. And I inhaled pure smoke and almost died.
I think me and Jericho would have been like...
We probably would have been buddies.
Yeah.
I had a couple friends kind of like you. Scott Shipham was a guy like you. Kind of a portly guy, super funny.
Portly guy.
I hope the story ends with he's dead now.
he died at
21. Of course, didn't make it.
That's it. He didn't make it.
Okay.
So I have two embarrassing stories. One was New Year's, junior year. This girl I dated like more or less cheated on me on homecoming while I had food poisoning. So that wasn't the embarrassing
thing.
But that's not the embarrassing thing.
You're just working that out?
Yeah.
You just need to get that off your chest?
I'm just feeding. No, I'm just setting the tail. So cut to New Year's. I was drunk as hell. And this guy showed up like that.
A rough and tumble goth kid?
Yeah, cheated on me. No, he was a big wiener. Okay. And I was like, I'm going to fight this dude.
That's, as far as we know, that's the description of a rough and tumble goth kid.
a big wiener.
Yeah. So I'm going to fight this dude. But I was also drunk as hell. And he was like, I don't want to fight you. And I was like, well, we're going to fight. And so like we started fighting. And then at one point, I was so drunk and dumb, I ran as hard as I could at him. And he moved. And then I just went headfirst right into a brick wall.
Literal cartoon.
Yeah. And I had a big bump on my head. And
a pointy bump.
Because we were fighting.
And a little bird was flying right.
We were fighting like we were like covered in mud and shit. So I was like.
Covered in mud and shit?
Probably. So this was about 9 o'clock on New Year's. And I was like, my parents are probably going to want me to call them. And I was like, but I might be passed out by the time of New Year's, so I should probably call them now and be like... So I called them up and I was like, hey, Mom and Dad, Happy New Year's. Like, they're like, Nick, it's 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, but there'll probably be a line on the phone because cell phones don't exist. And they're like, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's like, are you drunk? I was like, no. It's like, we're picking you up. So they picked me up covered in mud and in a concussion.
And drunk, shit.
And shit. Drunk as hell. And then everyone found out about it.
With a giant pointed bump on your head and a birdie flying around
that
it.
So
that was
the best.
Isn't that funny? Like when you think about like going home drunk when you were a kid and oh, I totally fooled my mom or my dad.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, there's no way they must have bought it because now, you know when someone's drunk. Yeah. You can tell.
My dad was an ex-cop. He knew every single
guy. Of course, you're just a guy that's in his 40s that has been drinking since he was 20. Yeah. You know when someone's, but I remember going home. I remember the thing was you have to suck on pennies. If you suck on pennies, because my mom always wanted to smell my breath to make sure I hadn't been drinking. So I'd eat pennies and, like, suck on pennies and then go home, breathe in my mom's face, and she would deem me sober. And then I was like, there's no way.
I deem thee sober.
Yeah. Yes, you are now. So I went and bought beer one time because I used to make fake ID with my friend Warren Rumpel. We used to make fake ID because back in
those Warren
days,
Rumpel make his fake ID to change his unfortunate name?
Warren Smith. There.
Yeah, there. Better. I'm still 17, but it's better.
So they didn't have pictures on the birth certificates. It was just your name. And it would have the date on it. So we would take it, we'd photocopy it with, we'd go to like Kinko's or whatever, get those little numbers and change the, the 70 to a 67 and then photocopy it and then give it this really horrible laminated. So we had a one-sided black and white photocopied ID that said 1967 in crooked letters and 60% of the time.
You're like, beautiful. Yes. Perfect.
I walked into the vendor to buy, a vendor is a thing in Canada where you go buy beer. It's not a liquor store. It's called a vendor. You only buy beer there.
Okay.
I walked into the vendor to buy beer. I bought the beer. I'm walking out with the case of beer as my mom is walking in. And it was like Ferris Bueller. Remember when he's at the street, he looks over and his dad's sitting in the car. I ran as quick as I could, jumped in the back seat of the car, drove back to Scott Shipham's house, and I was like, oh my gosh, can you believe my mom was there? This is crazy. We barely escaped. And then the phone rings.
Yeah.
And it's my mom.
Yeah.
And she's like, where were you?
I remember there was one time one of my cousins was, he had just moved back to Houston and he was like staying with us for a couple of months before he, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, he was filling out a job application. And one of the questions was, when was the last time you smoked weed? And he thought it was funny because he was like, it just presumes that everybody has smoked weed and they just want to know when the last time was. And ha ha, isn't that funny? I had to tell him, like, oh, I've never smoked weed. And he was having a sort of a laugh about it. And then my mom looks at me and he's like, you couldn't say that, could you, Clint? And I was like, how do you know? I was so careful.
Yeah, how did she know? Of course they knew.
Of course she knows.
Right.
Like, of course.
Did you? What's your other embarrassing Monday?
It wasn't stealing. Well, I also.
It wasn't stealing. What?
No.
Who was talking about stealing?
I worked at Kroger's.
Actually, it wasn't stealing.
I worked at Kroger's.
Preemptively justifying the story you're about to tell us.
I got caught up in the. There was these really cool Asian breakdancers. And I got caught up in
almost an anomaly when you think about it. Right?
I got caught up into their time-punching Yakuza scam.
What?
They would be like, hey, I'm supposed to work later. Can you punch me in?
Oh.
And I was like, well, I wanted to fit in with the cool Yakuza
Asian
breakdancers. So I would. And then I got eventually fired for...
So you would take their punch card and punch them in even though they weren't there?
Yeah.
So that's kind of, they're kind of bullying you.
No, they weren't, because they could have
know that that's a Yakuza scam so much as just like a basic human taking advantage of a dummy.
And I don't know that it's so much as it's a Yakuza scam as it is you like really grossly generalizing Asians trying to get away with something as Yakuza.
They were the Yakuza.
None of them had pinkies. You guys.
Really strange. And tattoos up to their neckline. Really weird for a 16-year-old.
They were breakdancers, though. So the most embarrassing thing was I was senior in high school, and I was really into wrestling at this point. And so were me and my friends. And one of the WWF video games came out, and we were playing it all the time. And we were like, hey, let's get a shit ton of wings and beer. And because I would always have like people over watch wrestling, and we'll do like a tag team tournament, and we'll dress up because he had the creator wrestlers. We'll also dress up as our wrestlers and like do promos, and it was really fucking nerdy. And so these people, it was after there was a football game going on, and these people saw the like a bunch of cars in front of my house, and they assumed it was a party. So like 100 people showed up to the back part of my door, and they were like, "Hey, where's the party? Let us in." And we're like, we're playing wrestling video games.
Interrupting your fantasy time.
Yeah. So that sucked.
But I used to have that too. I had my own wrestling league called the Big Time Wrestling Federation, which we thought was the dumbest name for a wrestling company until there actually is about 10 big time.
I was going to say, it's not bad.
Yeah, it was the BTWF. Yeah, yeah. So we did it was me and my friend Wallace. And
you're making these names up.
I'm not making his name up. Craig What's Wallace. His as Wallace.
Okay. So me, Goocher, Wallace,
Googe.
Rumpel.
It was Googe, Rumpel. Rumpel. Googe, Rumpel, and Wallace. Yeah. We probably hung out from time to time, those four guys.
And Slimes.
And we had a
Jism.
Leader.
The good old Jizzy. We had 10 or 12 characters each, and we would play them all, like in this big kind of schizophrenia type thing. But we based everything off WWF. So we had the Memphis Man instead of the Honky Tonk Man. We had the Big Fat Guy instead of One Man Gang. All the different guys.
It's just me.
And whatever, we had the BFG. So whenever we were playing, we would get so into it. But we used to go in the back area of the high school gym and have these big porta pits, the big giant mats, and wrestle. And with the two of us, we had hours of, I guess, homoerotic fun. But if one person walked in, it would kill the whole vibe. And you would just sit there. What are you guys doing? Nothing. You guys wrestling? Can I come in? It's like, no. You're not in the BTWF. You can't come in here. You can't do
Get
this.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, guys. But it would kill the illusion of what you wanted to do. First girl you ever kissed. Do you remember the name? Truly, you have to remember that.
Yeah, but that was way before high school.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. What? I was a smoocher in kindergarten.
No, you don't.
Does a kiss...
He was a sexually active 7-year-old.
Does it count if you kiss them and then you date them in college?
Well, it's the first kiss.
That would be the first kiss at that
point. Maybe specific worst high school girlfriend.
Worst. I never.
I
had
only had one.
I never had one.
I didn't have one either.
Yeah.
Nerds. I could give you a high five for being like having shitty high school experiences.
All right.
No, mine cheated on me. So it was like it was.
Was that the one?
Yeah.
The one that forced you to get drunk on New Year's?
No, she didn't force me. I forced myself.
Well, just, well that, she, that wasn't saying she was saying sit there and drink. I was saying.
Yeah. No. Okay. I fought for my honor.
Okay, so since the worst girlfriend, you already talked about her, was she the first girl that you ever kissed?
No, but first one to do stuff.
Okay, do stuff. I'm not trying to get to you. You're banging a chick in college. I just want to know who's the first girl you kissed. You don't remember. No one remembers.
I honestly don't remember, but I can specifically tell you why.
Why?
It was at a party. This was at Fairchild's house.
Okay.
Is that and like we were all just drunk as shit at my buddy's house, and the, like some weird like makeout room just sort of sprung up, and so literally
it's like a pocket dimension,
yeah, literally there's like it was like this weird like three or four girls and three or four guys, we were all just drunk and sitting around listening to music or whatever, and all of a sudden everybody's making out with each other. So it was my first kiss, and I literally don't remember who it is.
Just some, it was like
and,
some
but it was yeah, and it,
crazy kissing yeah. orgy.
It was like a first kiss orgy. It
just
was
like a dark room, find a wet mouth.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Hashtag exactly. wet mouth.
Oh, God damn it. So sick of your hashtags.
Mine was a girl, and this is not a joke, I met at band camp.
Nice.
And the reason why we met was we were both trombone players.
I bet you were.
And
know what that means.
To find a hot trombone player, and I actually remember what she looks like, and she was a pretty girl, 14. Yeah. Kind of a hotter Tina Yothers. Is what she looked
okay.
like.
Okay.
A hotter.
Let's hope.
A hotter Tina.
Because I'm a hotter Tina Yothers.
You what?
I'm a hotter Tina
Yothers. You got nothing on Tina Yothers. Get out of here.
Yeah, she was a hotter Tina Yothers. Tina Yothers was a star. You would have died to go on a date with her, man, back in the day.
Because I'm a star.
Can you imagine showing up to the high school prom, the girl that cheated on you and caused you to have a giant bump on your head for New Year's, and you show up to the prom with Tina Yothers?
I think she has some shitty kids. She's doing terrible.
Tina Yothers?
No, the girl.
Oh, okay. How's Tina Yothers doing? You guys live
I'm
in
sure
town?
She's fine. Yeah.
Is she in town?
Oh, yeah. So we hear about everything that
her
goes
name,
on.
Though, just so you know, her name was Tammy Dew.
Tammy Dew?
Yeah.
You didn't Tammy Dew that trombone?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Tammy Dew. She was nice. D-E-W. So Tammy Dew. Okay. And she did. There you go.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay. Well, hey, so a couple podcasts ago, we talked about when we'd go back in time and kick her own ass.
Right.
And that was very successful. When would you go back in time to kick your own ass for being a piece of shit?
I don't really think I would ever go back in time to kick my own ass. I was always
I mean, always just so cool.
Well, I mean, you guys were talking before about your styles of clothes that you wore and stuff, but I was just wearing the styles at the time. I mean, Ash had washed jeans, super tight, high top sneakers, and a White Snake shirt with a really bad steel wool haircut. Yeah. It's not ground.
Minus the haircut you're wearing, that's plus exactly. a scarf.
If that I could, feels like a good look.
If I could change anything, I'd go back and cut my hair off and grow it out. Get rid of the steel wool. Would have been six months of being a short-haired rocker, which was not a good thing in the 80s. If you were in a rock and roll, you had to have long hair. But that hair was not acceptable. So I would go back and kick my own ass just to cut off my steel wool mullet and then grow it back so I could have looked like, you know, Nelson.
Okay.
What was the name of your band?
Scimitar.
Nice.
Scimitar, like the curved sword from the Sinbad movies. And in true 80s fashion, the T in Scimitar was a scimitar. Yes.
Well, exactly.
We were the damn Wiener Kids.
Oh,
real quick, people should send some album art for Scimitar. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, let's see.
Yes. We had, let's see.
Look, I'll be honored if the three of us end up as like your back, like the bassist, guitar, and
the new Scimitar. Because I played bass and sang in Scimitar.
Okay.
So
I can play shitty drums.
Anybody that says that on your acting resume,
shitty drums
beginner
right
drums, I believe it's called, in that you began and then stopped.
Truly has a keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and do you have anything?
I play guitar. Yeah,
dude, this is like what? This is almost like a episode of like the.
Let's do. Why are we recording this podcast? Let's go jam, you guys,
dudes. Let's put on our show. So, Sour Grapes was one song. Mm-hmm. Baby Psycho was another song. Why'd You Kill Grandpappy?
It's a fair question and a song.
Yeah, was it Euthanasia We had a song called Euthanasia with Youth in it before Megadeth did, which was really crazy. I wrote a song called Euthanasia, which is called a portmanteau. Did you guys know that?
Yeah. You need to mash up two words.
God, jeez. I'm so far behind you guys.
Did you expect me and Truly to not know that?
Yes.
Okay.
Were you guys in bands? Because I was in a band.
Okay, you're called the Damn Wiener Kids?
We were called the Damn Wiener Kids, but before that, we were called Posse Beach, because there was this kid who I played football with who had he was deaf. And then we named the band after him.
Leaning right back into that bully territory.
Yeah.
Wow. Cruel Bully, too.
No, it was a tribute to him.
No.
I think Cruel Bully would be the good name for your band.
No, but there was only that one time where I was trying to get like pictures screened on my drum head. So we got a disposable camera. We found out he was taking driver's ed. So he was leaving.
Bully, man. This is horrible.
We were chasing him on bikes, trying to take a picture.
You're chasing
of him.
A deaf kid on bikes as he's learning to drive. To
so
take, a picture,
take a picture
of him,
to stick
so that
drum
you could further make fun of him.
We're not making fun of
him.
He liked it. He liked it.
Oh, he's backtracking. Backpedaling is the name of your other band. Crew Bully. Then you join Backpedal.
Crew Bully, Backpedal.
Right.
Jeez, but then we were the Damn Wiener Kids. And the only song I remember is Monkey Torture.
Monkey Torture. Okay, so you're writing comedy songs.
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're serious about their art.
Yeah, that was like pop punk. Like
pop punk.
Like
if you just would have had a song called Monkey or a song called Torture, fine, but Monkey Torture, man, it's kind of comedy rock. And that wouldn't fly with the Scimitar crew.
No.
All right.
You keep that shit in your side projects if you're gonna be part of Scimitar.
Exactly. And like James Hetfield, there's no side projects when you're in Scimitar, okay? So you drop all that stuff. And if you want to continue,
Scimitar 2000.
You do Scimitar, step into the 2000s, okay? So we want some fan art, a Scimitar album cover, the new Scimitar, maybe.
I want the fan art for Scimitar 2000.
Scimitar 2000.
Which I feel like is the same album art, just chrome.
And melting.
And I feel
melting chrome.
16 years behind at this point.
I want fan art of Clinton truly bleeding on girls from their nose.
Ooh, as they're making out with them.
Yeah.
That's almost like a fetish.
Like my nosebleed during my first kiss orgy.
Did you get a nosebleed during your first kiss orgy?
No.
How do you know?
I held it together for that one.
Somewhere there's some chick that was like, I was at a first kiss orgy once and some jack off bled all over my face.
On me.
All terrible. Over everything. All right. So, okay. Here's your category. Bully, jock, nerd, or rocker? What category did you fit in?
Class clown. You need to get out of class
clown. Oh, class clown.
And you left out theater kid.
Oh, theater kid. Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know the categories. Okay, so get rid of some of the...
You left out the two that Nick and Truly are going to pick.
So, okay, class clown.
Wait, this is how I... Okay, forget those two. Which one would you have been closest to?
Okay.
Because, like, let's stick with the options that he had.
Jock, nerd, or rocker? Or was bully in there, too?
Bully. Bully should be in there.
I feel a bully would be a jock because most bullies were jocks.
Yeah, okay. That's the same thing.
No, not our school. Our jocks were like super Christian good kids.
Okay. Yeah, and the bullies were kind of the rich kids.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so jock, nerd, bully, rocker. Which category do you fit in? I was a rocker. Definite rocker.
I guess I was closest to jock, but only because I played baseball.
Okay, because you're
just... I was kind of a tourist. Like I played nice with everybody.
That tooth story almost put you in nerd category.
Yeah. The braces and the tooth, too, it would have been nerd.
Especially with your vague resemblance to John Cusack, mm-hmm. whose sister Joan Cusack had that giant brace thing in 16 Candles.
Yeah.
I can see you wearing
Oh, also, I did make video projects for school projects instead of like papers and stuff.
So did I.
So yeah, I'll go nerd.
Okay. Mundy?
I think I'm all of them.
All of them.
I was in a band. I read Star Wars Expanded Universe books. Not canon now.
Oh, good call.
I played football. I was probably a bully.
Take probably out of that.
Yeah, I was
a bully.
That's the most you've ever admitted that you'd have some
I was
like
probably
that.
A bully to bullies.
That would make you a hero.
Yeah, that would make you a hero.
I was a hero.
You're trying to be like the Dexter of bullies.
Yeah.
You were actually slicing up the other bullies under the guise of
your dad
of justice.
Was like, category? Listen, you got a bully. But at least...
Rocker. You're a rocker.
Yeah. So I was all of those things. I was shitty versions of all of those.
All of them. Okay.
You were all of them and you were none of them.
Yep.
Yes.
Except for bully. You were definitely bully.
We've decided that.
He's like, I'm not a bully.
Send your hate tweets to @TalkIsJericho hashtag Mundy was a bully.
If Mundy bullied you at that party at Halloween in 1998,
let us hear about
it. He owes you restitution.
Yeah, I want another eyewitness account of how wienerish these supposed goth kids were.
Yeah.
And whether or not they actually shoved Kelsey.
Yeah, was there anybody else at... And good callback on the Kelsey, man.
I can get a guy to verify.
Can we get someone to phone in on this?
Because it's the guy... If you're talking about Goulding helped you throw the kids over the fence.
Oh, Goulding. Goulding sounds like a bully name.
Separate...
I bet you Goulding knows Chuck Fontaine. Right. Goulding and Fontaine.
Goulding's
sounds like a
Rumple and Slimes.
I'm gonna get Jericho's buddy Jism there.
I want Rumple. To start a band. Like my album art, I want to be for a band I'm calling Goulding and Fontaine.
Goulding
and we do
Fontaine.
Nothing but like sort of
Rumple.
We do nothing but like synth pop covers of like standards.
Nice.
It's like Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Sometimes Young is there.
Exactly.
You got Goulding and Fontaine, and sometimes it's Goulding, Fontaine, and
Goulding,
Rumple.
Goulding, Fontaine, and Rumple.
You know what the shitty thing is? I might have had a Lionheart.
They're all attorneys now.
Jericho shirt.
When?
Like in high school.
That's time space continuum is crossing.
Yeah, no, like this is before, I'm just realizing it. I might have had like an indie wrestling version of your shirt.
Here was a Jericho fan in high school?
Nick's racist.
Mundy, yeah. Raising your hand.
No, I was.
Really?
Yeah, I like because when the whole countdown to Y2J thing, like I distinctly remember that.
Wow.
Do you remember your first appearance on Raw?
No, was this Jericho guy in any of Stephen Sondheim's
Jericho?
No, he was in your high school.
Yeah. I think he originated Demon Barber of Fleet Street. He was Sweeney Todd.
Think I was cool? Or
yeah.
What?
Yeah. I was super into WWE at the time.
Were you into me, though?
Yeah, because you were an arrogant, shitty heel.
Wow.
And that's my jam.
Arrogant Dandy Blaine.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, I had a deeper cut of the ECW, early WCW cheese dick, like babyface.
Wow.
Yeah. I was very anti-WCW. So I had never heard of you until you showed up on Raw.
Because you didn't know. You didn't watch. And a lot of people were like that. They didn't know there was such an actual division between fans. You were either on one side of the coin or the other.
I remember the one match where you... accidentally cheated to beat Alex Wright, and then you were like, "No way! I'm too nice of a guy."
And Bobby Hinn's like, "Take the win, you idiot!" And I was like, "Yeah, they made me." Alex Wright did a dive. I moved. He hit the guardrail. He won by countout, but I refused the victory because I was too nice a guy. This is 1996. Long blonde hair, refusing to take a cheap win.
He was a
people,
nerd.
People hated me. I was a nerd, rocker, jock, nerd. I was a nerd who got bullied by the jocks and rockers in WCW. I was the nerd of WCW. There you go.
Scott Hall just bullying.
He did. Scott Norton told me one time, if you let him talk to you like one more time, I'm going to kick your ass. He goes, go over there right now and stand up for yourself. Scott Norton. It was like all of us together. So I went, hey, Scott Hall, you quit bullying me, you son of a bitch. And then, of course,
hey, man, stop it.
Yeah. Hey, get your damn hands off her. Hey, Scott, you get your damn hands off her. And he's like, hey, man, I'm just kidding. Typical bully, right? Last question. Favorite movie and favorite band when you were in high school? I'm going to say Iron Maiden. And favorite movie, Predator.
This is a great movie.
Yeah. Does it have to be a movie that came out while you were in high school?
Time frame, okay. Yeah. I just remember we were so excited because of Predator because Jesse Ventura was in it.
Yeah.
And when his name came up on the screen, me and my friends were clapping like, ah, Jesse the Body, yeah,
yeah,
man!
You're a big nerd. I don't know if you're a rocker. I think you're a big-ass
huge
nerd.
Wrestling nerd and huge rocker nerd, too.
I was real into Rage Against the Machine.
Okay.
In high school, I had a big Rage Against the Machine phase there, and then
just the music, not the political messages.
Correct. No, I thought they were a little preachy with their lyrics, but man, I don't remember what movies came out.
Would you 2000?
Yeah, high school would have been 96 to 2000. So
can't hardly wait.
That would have been Can't Hardly. Yeah.
Oh, great movie.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah,
love that movie.
A lot of first kiss orgies in that movie.
Can't Buy Me Love was our version of Can't Hardly Wait in high school that I saw.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I love The Rock. Michael Bay's The Rock.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. We know you.
I'm just not saying things.
Shamelessly.
I was a huge Kiss fan.
Okay.
In high school.
Kiss in late 90s Kiss.
96. I saw the
reunion Kiss.
At the reunion concert, I spent $150 on tickets. Which seems like nothing now because my wife just bought like $500 SIA tickets.
How did you have that
much money at that time? Mowing the lawns. Like I mowed lawns nonstop all summer to get $150. Like nice. my dad bought it, but I was paying him back. But I mowed lawns like crazy to get
the pay for the $150.
And then me
you
and my buddy
charging a lot for the. What were you charging?
Like
you had to mow like crazy to get $150 after all summer. Were you charging like $3 a pop?
Yeah, I wasn't a great businessman.
He mowed six lawns.
Okay,
it was tough. It was tough work.
No, but me and my buddy Steven wanted to dress up as Kiss, and we couldn't find makeup. Like so we got poster paint, and we put poster paint as Kiss.
Steven is Goulding, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who helped me probably
Fontaine and Goulding fan. Fontaine, Goulding, and Rumpel, depending.
And he like...
Yeah, the early stuff when it was just Fontaine and Goulding.
And it burnt like crazy. Like it burned our face. But I saw at the summit, Kiss.
And you still have a little bit of a
at
red
summit,
cheek rash.
Which is a church now.
Yeah.
Is it a good call? Oh, yeah. Big church.
I was a big Iron Man fan too. But
here's the story.
Also 311.
I made a big sign, a big bed sheet sign for Iron Maiden when they came on the Some More on Time tour. And I wrote, "Welcome to Winnipeg, Iron Maiden," from Iron Chris.
And you might have been the biggest dork out of all.
And I threw it up on stage during Phantom of the Opera, and Bruce picked it up and looked at it, and he put it back down on the ground.
Nice.
And I'm convinced that he said that he mouthed, "Thanks, Iron Chris."
Sure.
Which I'm not sure if he did or not, but in my mind he did. In my mind, actually,
no, he did.
I've told the story where he actually grabbed the microphone and said, "Thanks, Iron Chris." That did not happen.
Right. You've told the story where you're not the guy that threw the goth kid over the fence, right. Probably.
So I would like it from now on if you guys, as your boss, refer to me as Iron Chris.
Done.
Thank you.
Okay. Happy to do it.
Truly?
It's about your management style.
Yeah, you cried when Spock died.
Bully!
I got really into the first Austin Powers.
Ah,
that's a good
call.
One.
Yeah. Good call. Yeah.
Wait,
why
how
won't
into
this
it?
Wig come off?
Like really into it.
Like you
but
start
it wasn't
speaking...
like popular because it like flopped at the box office.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Most really Mike Myers movies flop at the box office. I've found.
Yeah, and it was like nobody else was into it, and like we were theater kids, so it was like we were into sort of the stuff that nobody else was into. In this case, it was like also the classic rock and like Grateful Dead and like movies that nobody else was sort of watching. And
Rusted
like,
Root.
Rusted Root was around.
You're not
that
a
time.
Member of so Rusted Root.
So when you got like some good cheese fries, were you like Shagadelic, baby? Is that how into Austin Powers you were?
At one point, I knew every line in that movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just because I would watch
movie.
It over.
Yeah. That movie was the first movie I saw, like, I had a license I could drive to. Like, I went,
Gotcha.
I took a girl who did not like the movie.
Oh.
But I loved it. I saw that movie 5 times in the theaters.
See, that's the type of movie that you could go to again and again. And I knew every line of, you know, every line of Austin Powers. I knew every line of Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Especially when he cried like a little
bitch. He stayed
at
his post when the others ran. When Scotty walks in with his dead nephew, he stayed at his post when the others ran. I'll never forget that.
You cried when Scotty cried.
You cried when Scotty cried.
You cried when Spock died. All right, so represent Westwood Collegiate.
Klein High School,
which
is a fine name for a high school.
Steamboat Springs.
Steamboat Springs High
Anyone's
school.
Listening that goes to any of those three schools, hashtag Monday was a bully. at Talk is Jericho. Listen to the Teen Tiger Awesome Show. You'll hear more irrelevant stuff like this. Nothing matters, but it's very very important.
Thanks, Iron Chris.
Someone's got to say it.
Nothing matters, but it's all very important.
There you go. Signing off, Iron
put that,
Chris.
Put quotes around that, little dash underneath, Iron Chris.
Subscribe and stars.
Remember when you were a kid and you did good, so you got a sticker that made you feel good? Or maybe it was such an accomplishment you'd receive an actual physical badge, so when the world saw it on your sash, they'd think, there's a girl who knows how to fly fish, or that boy is a true master of French braiding. Well, you're still accomplishing things, so why aren't you still getting badges? Well, Sash Stash wants to change that. They've got badges for all of your life's greatest moments.
I just got a promotion.
Congratulations! We've got a badge for that. The Making Partner at the Firm badge.
I just bought a new Kia Sorento.
Ha ha! You've just earned the Sweet New Wheels badge. That's a good-looking badge.
I lost my virginity to a sweet lady.
High five! You get our badge of on her.
What about when your girlfriend tells you she's pregnant, so you tell her you just need to step out for air, and then you stand in the convenience store holding the freezer door open, overwhelmed by 8 different kinds of Arizona iced tea while the Chinese owner is yelling at you?
Yep, the sudden realization in the cooler aisle badge. That one proves you're a grown-up. Sash Dash will send you a new badge reflecting your real accomplishments every month so that you can sew it on your sash. Don't have a sash? With a 3-month subscription to Sash Dash, you'll get a sash for free. Want to hear more about Sash Dash and other fake ads? Check out the Teen Tiger Awesome Show on the Jericho Network every Sunday on Podcast One.
That's the kind of laughs you get every week on the Teen Tiger Awesome Show. Ridiculous commentary, Mundy the Bully, fake ads, fake news, the best pop culture discussion. It's a great way to start the week. Very funny. I love these guys. I've worked with them many, many times. Check out the Teen Tiger Awesome Show on the Jericho Network every Sunday. Hit subscribe on iTunes and leave them a rating and review. And please do the same for all the shows on the Jericho Network. We're working hard to keep you entertained all week long. All week long! Keeping it 100 with Conan and killing the town with Storm and Cyrus. Don't forget Beyond the Darkness. They're scaring the crapski out of you 5 days a week, every day of this week, every day, every week. And there's another brand new podcast debuting Monday, February 27th. Tune in to Keeping It 100 with Conan this Thursday to find out who's joining the Jericho Network. Very important. This Thursday on Keeping It 100 with Conan, the brand new podcast on the Jericho Network will be revealed, will be unveiled, and I guarantee you are going to be very happy with it as someone that you know, someone who's been on Talk is Jericho, someone who's a very close friend with Conan and I for many, many years. He's off his rocker. He's a great talker. He's very funny. And this is going to be the newest hit show on the Jericho Network. And the show will be revealed once again on Keeping It 100 with Conan this Thursday. All right. Thanks to you for supporting all the tremendous Talk is Jericho shows, all the episodes, all the shows on the Jericho Network. And thanks for supporting all the tremendous Talk is Jericho sponsors. I couldn't do this without you or without them. And that includes the OG sponsor, Amazon. Amazon, you're never wrong with Amazon. It's the easiest way to help out the show. Use my Amazon links whenever you do any online shopping. You can find my Amazon links at podcastone.com. Click on the killer deals button in the top right corner of the page. Then hit the Talk is Jericho button. I got Amazon links for the USA, the UK, the Canada. A every time you use the Talk is Jericho Amazon links, Amazon kicks back a small percentage to the show to help us cover production costs. You can buy anything you can think of on Amazon. You know what to do. If you buy something, post a picture, post it on the Twitter at Talk is Jericho, and I will retweet you and I'll follow you. Remember, there's no extra fees or hidden charges. Amazon just kicks back a small percentage to the show to help us cover production costs whenever you buy anything. All right, so remember, podcastone.com, click on the killer deals button in the top right corner of the page, then hit the Talk is Jericho button. All the rest of my great sponsors are there as well. WWE Hall of Famer Diamond Dallas Page's a revolutionary award-winning physical fitness program, DDPY, ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Go check it out now, ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Get 25% off all DDPY merch, and when you buy a max pack or a combo pack, you'll get a second for 50% off the price. It's already 25% off, and I can't believe it, less than a month away, Mick Foley joins us for the biggest podcast ever on March 15th, 2017. We've been talking about this for a year. It's going to be a huge, and keep listening for that, and keep listening for the 60-second AP News headlines coming up next and coming up Friday. One of the hottest new bands in the rock and roll scene nowadays, Suicide Silence. Their new self-titled album comes out on Friday. These guys are hilarious. Eddie and Mark from Suicide Silence. Lots of great stories talking about playing trombones. I keep misplacing their name and calling them Suicide Solution after Ozzy. Lots of great stuff talking about the tremendous loss when their singer Mitch Luckerman was killed in an auto accident 3 or 4 years ago. Eddie came in and they are about ready to release their brand new record. Great bunch of guys, great conversation. Suicide Silence will be here on Friday, so get ready to get your rock on, and we're gonna make it rocking. And in the meantime, in the between time, stay hard, stay hungry, peace, love, and hugs, and a big you boy. Monday's a bully. Monday's a bully. Monday's a bully. Wah, wah.
You can download new episodes of Talk is Jericho every Wednesday and Friday at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com.